This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go back to now Mark Zuckerberg and Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience.
He comes along and the Republicans cook up some scheme to make it look like Joe Biden's a terrible person, and they only do it so that they can win the election, but it's really just propaganda.
Oh, pause it right there. Now is where I get real skeptical. Why does Rogan use the Republicans as an example when it's the Democrats every time? Boy, I sure hope Joe Rogan isn't getting some Democrat in his ear telling him what to say. Boy, I hope that's not the case, because at this point, it sure seems like it, doesn't it? At this point now, it sure seems like the Democrats are giving Joe Rogan talking points, where he uses an example saying the Republicans make things up, so what are you supposed to do? Really? What do the Republicans make up? Actually, it's the Democrats that make everything up. Trump-Russia collusion, all the other fake Trump stories. I mean, literally, they just lie 24/7. Jussie Smollett, 81 million votes. I mean, just the lies and the lies and the lies. But then what does Rogan do? He uses a Republican faking news on social media as the example. I don't think that that was organic. I feel like he might have been put up to that. I could be wrong, but that's what it feels like. Let's continue.
To do with that, you're supposed to not allow that to be distributed. So if they think that's the case, it makes sense to me that they would try to stop it. But I
Guys, rewind it to the very beginning. So here's Rogan saying, well, Republicans fake news, so you have to censor it. Why would he say that? Why would Joe Rogan say that? It doesn't really make sense unless he was told to. Maybe that's really where Joe Rogan decided to go with this, but he just says, well, Republicans fake news, you're supposed to censor it. So listen to that one more time.
I would say I would want to talk to someone from the New York Post, and I would say, how did you come up with this data? Like, where are you getting the information
from?
How do you know whether or not this is correct?
Check all the stories, all the sources of every story on Facebook.
They might have got duped.
Duped. No.
It's hard.
It was the Hunter Biden laptop story.
They
were told to censor it. They did it because they're all Democrats.
Laptop was real, and it was a legitimate story.
And they lie.
And there is potential corruption involved with him. What we think, oh, that should not have been restricted. That should not have been.
So now who tells him to say this next line?
Right. I think everybody agrees with that. Even Twitter agrees with that. But the thing is, then they didn't think that. In the beginning, they thought it was fake. So what do they do? If something comes along and the Republicans cook up some scheme to make it look like Joe Biden's a terrible person, and they only do it so that they can win the election, but it's really just propaganda.
Except that's literally what Democrats
do. What are you supposed to do with that? You're supposed to not allow.
So that's literally what Democrats do. And then Joe Rogan says it's Republicans doing that, even though the entire context of this interview right now is the Democrats doing just that. But he says Republicans do it. Okay, gotcha. Continue.
To be distributed. So if they think that's the case, it makes sense to me that they would try to stop it. But I just don't think that they looked at it hard enough. When the New York Post is talking about it, you know, they're pretty smart about what they release and what they don't release. If they're going over some data from a laptop and you could talk to a person, but again, like, this is just one story, like one individual story. Like, how many of these pop up every day?
One story.
Especially in regards to polarizing
issues.
Why this
one story?
Like climate change,
because
or COVID,
caused by the election,
or, you know,
so
foreign policy,
it.
Or Ukraine.
And both Joe and Mark know it, and they
really
won't be honest with you.
Because
they're lying.
Where some people think that it's imperative that you take a very specific stance, and you can't have the other stance. Mm-hmm. Like, those moments on social media, those trouble a lot of people because they don't know.
I'm troubled by this.
Why certain things get censored or certain things get promoted. Yeah.
Pause it real quick. So let's pick up, guys, right at that last point he makes. As if Rogan doesn't know what's going on, as if Zuckerberg doesn't know what's going on, they both know what's going on. The FBI, working on behalf of the Democrat Party, told Big Tech to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story. And Joe Rogan is up there acting like that's not the case, and they just got it wrong, and Big Tech just got duped, and we don't know what's going on, but we're against censorship but we're okay with political censorship for the Democrat Party to rig elections for Joe Biden. But, oh, it was such a mistake. Well, will you apologize? No, of course we won't apologize. We're Democrats. We did it on purpose.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
Live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Think about the implications here. And again, they're just having a casual conversation like no big deal. But they're talking about how the FBI, the Democrat Party, and Big Tech all colluded to rig an election against the American people and engaged in direct First Amendment violations and free speech censorship. And they admit all of it, and they just put their hands in the air and say, we tried our best. Oh, so you helped rig an election, what you tried not to do, but they're not going to issue an apology because they really don't care. And Rogan will not hold Zuckerberg's feet to the fire. He has him on the mat, and instead of pinning him, he's going to offer him a hand up so that he can stand up and do it again. So let's finish this off as Zuckerberg admits, yep, we got duped into censoring information so that the Democrats could cheat to win the election, even though he knew that was the cause the entire time.
Anytime there's like a really controversial issue where some people think that it's imperative that you take a very specific stance and you can't have the other stance, mm-hmm. like that, those moments...
No. Pause it real quick. Let's just be clear here. There's only one side of the aisle calling for censorship, and that's liberals, Democrats, progressives, the left. Okay? That's the only people calling for censorship here. So there's no controversial both sides. No. It's liberals and Democrats censoring information they don't want you to see. That's all it is. Let's stop acting like this is a two-way street. It's not. And Rogan knows that. Continue.
A lot of people because they don't know why certain things get censored things get promoted.
You know exactly why. To protect Democrats.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it's like to be in your spot. And I was one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about is this, because like to be in your spot must be insanely difficult.
Here we go.
To have
take your pants off, Zuckerberg.
What decision
Joe's ready.
You make, you're going to have a giant chunk of people that are upset at you.
And
the
right
really?
Way
you don't know the right way?
Is to establish principles for governance that try to be balanced and not.
Now pause it right here, because really this is where it just gets so ridiculous and pathetic, and where Rogan truly cucks. It's honestly embarrassing. Honestly, this is just embarrassing at this point. These are two of the most influential, powerful men in America, and they're sitting up there playing patty cake and having a little tea party, jerking each other off while they're talking about how the Democrat Party, the FBI, and Big Tech help rig an election in this country and censor free speech against the First Amendment in this country. And they're just, nonchalant. Let's have a tea party here. Let's fondle each other a little bit. This is embarrassing. At this point, it just gets embarrassing that these are two major American men, influencers with wealth and fortune and fame. And this is the most, this is what our men do. This is the pathetic conversations American men and leaders have to the public. It's embarrassing. Continue.
Because I think that it's hard for people to to accept that, like, some team at Meta or that I personally am making all these decisions. And I think people should be skeptical about any so much concentration around that. So that's why a lot of the innovation that I've tried to push for in governance is around things like establishing this oversight board.
Yeah, he loves government.
So that way you have people who are luminaries around expression from all over the world, but also in the U.S.
He's just bullcrapping now.
You know, I mean, folks like Michael McConnell, who's a Stanford professor, who's like, I forget which Republican president appointed him, but I mean, he was, I think, going to be considered for the Supreme Court at some point. I mean, he's a very, very prominent and kind of celebrated free expression advocate.
Caught censoring, set the thing up. Caught rigging elections, and flopping around like a fish out of water right now.
Governance around that are independent of us that basically get the final say on a bunch of these decisions. And that's a step in the right direction. I mean, in the Hunter Biden case that you talked about before,
that's the only case.
I don't want our company to decide what's misinformation and
what other cases are.
So we work with third parties and basically let different organizations.
Well, pause it real quick. So this is where it gets really embarrassing. Well, we don't want to decide what's misinformation and disinformation, but when we do, it's always in support of the Democrats. Isn't that convenient? Continue.
Then you have the question of, are those organizations biased or not? And that's a very difficult question, but at least we're not the ones who are basically sitting here deciding. We're not the Ministry of Truth for the world that's deciding
right.
whether
no, you are.
Everything
oh,
is
Jogan
true
says,
or not.
Oh, you're so not doing that. Oh.
I'd say,
you're not the Ministry of Truth.
This is
Mark.
Not a solved problem. Controversies aren't going away. You know, I think that there's, it is interesting that the U.S., is actually more polarized than most other countries. So I think sitting in the U.S., you know, it's easy to extrapolate and say, hey, it probably feels this way around the whole world. And from
now
the social
now
science research that I've
map.
Seen, that's not actually the case.
Now he's flopped
a bunch
so
of
far,
countries
he's off the map.
Where social media is just as prominent, but
he is
polarization
just spiraling
is flat
now.
Or has declined slightly. So there's something
pin
kind
him,
of
Joe.
Different happening.
Pin
in the
him,
US.
Joe. Come on, pin him.
But for better or worse, I mean, it does seem like the next several years do seem like they're set up to be quite polarized. So I tend to agree with you. There are going to be a bunch of different decisions like this that come up. Because of the scale of what we do, almost every major world event has some angle that's like the Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp angle about how the services are used in it. So, yeah, I think just establishing as much as possible independent governance.
Governance. And, guys, if you could go back to the part where Rogan is like, what do you do? I don't know what you do. Now, I want to try to play that one more time if we can before the break, if you guys can find that. The part where he says, yeah, I don't know what you do, because that's the true cuck moment. Now, I want to be clear about something here. I don't really know Joe Rogan. He's come around here. I've met him a couple times. I don't really care about celebrities or fame or fortune or anything, so I don't, like, flock when celebrities come around here. But, you know, obviously I've met Joe. I don't really know Joe. I'm sure he's a fine guy to hang out with, and I don't really care. This isn't an agenda to attack Joe Rogan or try to make a name for myself. But because I got to tell you, when I was watching that last night, I was embarrassed for Joe. I was truly embarrassed for Joe Rogan. That you know, here's a strong man, an epic man, one of the most influential, powerful men in the country, one of the most listened to men in the country. And I felt bad yesterday because I gave him a hard time in my first response saying, geez, Joe, you cucked hard for Zuckerberg. And I felt bad and I said, you know what? I haven't seen the full thing. Let me go double check it. And it turned out my initial response was right. And it's true. So for an American that idolizes strong men in leadership roles and successful men and influential men like Joe Rogan, that hurt my soul. That was like a gut punch to the American man, to watch Joe Rogan up there cucking for Mark Zuckerberg. And that's what it was. He had Mark Zuckerberg dead to rights, and quite frankly, potentially the biggest news story of the century. That big tech is being influenced by the Democrat Party and the FBI to censor information that hurts them during election years. And Rogan let Zuckerberg get off the hook and even said, yeah, I don't know what you do. And so here's the most embarrassing part to me where Rogan says, I don't know what you do.
And it's like to be in your spot. And I was one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about is this, because like to be in your spot must be insanely difficult. To have, no matter what decision you make, you're going to have a giant chunk of people that are upset at you. And there might be a right way to handle it, but I don't know what
the fuck. Well, I think the
so
right
there you
way
go. Oh, what? I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what it is. Oh, really? You don't, Joe? You're on the air every day. You do UFC fights. You do podcasts. You do Fear Factor. You do everything. But you don't know the right way, really, Joe? You ever heard of free speech, Joe? You ever heard of the First Amendment, Joe? Here's an idea. How about Facebook and Twitter and YouTube stop censoring at the behest of the FBI and the Democrat Party? How about they stop the one-way street of censorship only against conservatives, Christians, and Republicans? Joe says, I don't know what to do. How about you let people speak? We already figured this out a long time ago. That's why it's the First Amendment. You let people speak. But you know who doesn't like letting people speak? Criminals. That's who. Liars, cheats, thieves, and criminals. And it's never been more obvious that that's what the Democrats, the FBI, and big tech are.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had a bunch of news to cover on my desk, but I think I'm going to postpone it for now because I want to take your phone calls in response because nobody's making a big deal of this. And that's because Rogan didn't make a big deal of it. So Zuckerberg goes on the Rogan podcast, admits the FBI helped rig an election, big tech helped rig an election for the Democrats, just barely makes headways, and Joe Rogan says, oh, I don't know what you do. You got duped. Oh, well. And again, let me be clear. I like Joe Rogan. I have no ill will towards Joe Rogan. I'm sure he's a great guy. I've never had a negative experience when he comes around here. So this isn't like some vendetta. I like Joe. I think he's a good guy. But see, because of that right there, that's why I don't listen to the Joe Rogan Experience. Because I don't think he's being fully honest with his audience. Because he wants to get the Zuckerbergs on. And it costs when you tell the truth, folks. When you're fully honest and you're fully transparent. And I guess you could say it's probably not smart for your career because people will say, well, geez, Owen, you know, you're not going to be on the Rogan podcast now. Okay, well, I I'd rather tell the truth. Sorry. It's how I feel. So I want to take your calls in response to that. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Mark Zuckerberg admits on the Joe Rogan Experience that he helped the FBI rig the election for Democrats. He admits he knows it now, but won't even apologize. And Joe Rogan, instead of pinning him to the map, Matt, with one of the biggest news stories of the century, instead offers him a hand up to make sure he can stand up and still be the good guy. No, Zuckerberg should probably have to step down from Facebook, or he should have mass layoffs and issue a corporate apology. But Democrats and liberals, they rig elections. They're allowed to rig elections. Just so frustrating. So 877-789-2539, your response to that was about an hour-long coverage breaking down Zuckerberg there. And no one else is really going to do it. So that's what we do here at InfoWars. That's why we got to stay on air. That's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important. Today is the last day. You see all the Alex Jones books sitting around the desk here. These are all destined to be signed by Alex Jones and shipped out to you, the audience, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's the last day to get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Last day. So if you've been thinking about that, you've been on the fence, or you've just been waiting to make the purchase, now is the time. Final day. The signed copy of the latest book from Alex Jones. Now, let me just, you know, maybe I should cover some of this news quickly because it's imperative that we understand this. So I'm gonna cover some of this news while the crew gets your calls, and we'll take calls starting in the next segment. Because it's important that we understand something here. So let me just go down this list. Peter Ducey forced to ask White House same question six times about Biden student loan forgiveness. The White House has no answers. Nobody has any answers. It's totally illegal. It's totally criminal. It's totally nonsensical. It's more theft of the American people. And they don't know the numbers. They don't know the legalities. They just do it because they want to buy votes. Because they're communists. And this is the populist and common sense opinion in response to the student debt transfer of wealth, student debt forgiveness from Cernovich. But this is how everyone feels about this, including friends of mine and family members of mine that still have student debt, that they agree that this is the truth here. From Cernovich on Twitter, colleges defrauded students. The answer is to prosecute and demand they pay restitution. That's how to make victims whole. Instead, the scammers keep the money and students looking for a vacation from the real world figure they should borrow money, bet on a future bailout.
So college tuition will raise by $10,000, $20,000 after this. And then there's going to be the moral dilemma of people who know that they can take out student loans, or rather think they can take out student loans and never pay it back. This is a disaster of a policy, a disaster of a proposal. The Republicans should be doing everything to stop it right now for the sake of the country, but they're not, because they suck too. But that's the real scam here. College is the real scam. They should be the ones forced to pay these back with their hundreds of billions of dollars of endowments. In fact, I bet you, this is how the universe works. I bet if you added all the major universities' endowments, I bet you it would be at least $300 billion. They could repay all of these loans back tomorrow. But instead, you, the American that either never went to college or that did pay back your student loans, you have to pay for the commies and the crybaby bums' loans that they don't want to pay back. But see, this is just part of the same trend. Restaurants, pubs, cafes, and shops are all small businesses are forced to close as energy bills bite. That's the new world order. That's the green new energy deal. You're priced out of the life experience. You're priced out of civilization. That's what the globalists are trying to do. It's like if you have a country club that's reasonably priced, but you have 10 members that are billionaires, and the billionaires don't like anyone else being there. So they demand that the country club raise their entry rate to $100 million. And then they're the only ones that can afford it. So they pay the $100 million, and then they own the club. That's the analogy for the entire planet. The world elite are raising the price of everything to price you out of the life experience. It's happening in Europe. And it's a major disaster. So what does Granholm say to Europe? Tough luck. Good luck. You're all going to go poor. You're all going to go broke. You're all going to starve. You're all going to go freeze in the winter and die in the summer from heat. Here's a graph of the price, the electricity price in Europe. It's now quadruple what it's been for the last 20 years. And that's because Biden gave Russia control of the pipelines and they've shut off the energy, not to mention the shutdown of the farms, the shutdown of coal, the shutdown of gas. It's just crushing the world because the globalist elite have decided you can't exist. You don't get ease of access. You don't get cheap energy anymore. The leader of Huawei sent out an email that got leaked. Ren Zhengfei warned that there will be no bright spot in the world for 3 to 5 years. It will be a very painful historic period. The founder and CEO of the Chinese telecoms giant paints a bleak picture ahead for global growth and tells the staff to brace for survival. Yeah, he knows what the globalists are doing. He knows what these world elites are doing. And what is the excuse for all of this? What is the excuse for making the world go poor? What is the excuse for making the world go into serfdom? What is the excuse? Man-made climate change. Except that's a lie. Peter Clack shares the graphs here. If there's any climate change, the world is actually getting colder, but even that's not a serious threat. The Earth has been warmer than the modern era for 83% of the past 10,000 years, meaning we're not in the hottest time period, not even close. On a larger scale, the interglacial period, known as the Holocene, is the only time of global warming in 100,000 years. These are facts from climate studies by scientists. We should fear cold. Well, we shouldn't fear cold. We shouldn't necessarily fear anything when it comes to climate, except just to be smart when there's, you know, serious weather events. But see, this is what it's all about. So they lied about climate change to turn you into a slave, to price you out of the life experience, price you out of civilization, all being done by the global elites that view you as a bug, a cockroach that they can stomp out. Like when you stomp on a cockroach in your house, do you feel bad about that? No, that's how the globalists feel about you. So knowing this, you should go to preparetoday.com, ladies and gentlemen, and get yourself emergency preparedness needs. Do you have storable food, emergency food? Because the globalists are trying to shut down the food industry entirely, in case you haven't noticed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com or go to preparetoday.com, 10% off site-wide on all storable foods and emergency preparedness goods at preparetoday.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I gotta tell you, it's a real shame. It's a real embarrassment.
And it's kind of surreal, to be honest, because, I mean, folks, like, I don't even know how to say this, but it's like the men at InfoWars, as far as media concerned, are the realest men in the world, at least in America. Because I just look at the Rogan Zuckerberg cuckfest, and you're like, dang, these are supposed to be epic American men and leaders. They're weak. They're soft. Just look at that puff piece. And then there's Elon Musk. And so I see Elon Musk just put this up on Twitter, and he says, population collapse due to low birth rates is a much bigger risk to civilization than global warming. And I'm like, yeah, there's some manlyhood. There's some leadership. But then, oh,
Elon has to follow it up with a cuck tweet that says, but I do think global warming is a major risk. Like, Elon, you just stood up and you were 1,000 stories tall, admitting that the collapse of civilization is due to depopulation, not climate change. And then you just chop yourself right back down to size by putting out the propaganda. Why are men so pathetic? Why are these men as leaders such a joke? Step up and be a man. Quit cucking to the New World Order. Quit cucking to the propaganda because you want to be accepted. And you want to fit in. Because you're scared of the censorship. Pathetic. Of course, I get it. You're scared of the censorship because you're worried about your money. And you're scared of the attacks and the lies that'll come against you. You're scared. So, I get it. I get it. We go to the phone lines now, responding to the Zuckerberg Rogan cuckfest. Oh, Facebook helped rig an election. So what? They didn't know. They thought it was good. Let's start with Rhonda in Texas. Rhonda, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello. I just couldn't believe when I woke up this morning and heard Joe Rogan and Zuckerberg on my TV at 8 o'clock in the morning. Harrison, I'm floored. What a slap in Alex's face, Joe Rogan. I mean, and I should have seen Joe Rogan have him, pinned to the wall. I mean, oh, my God, it's just, you're right, weak men, very weak, and I'm very disgusted. And why do they move to Texas? And,
because they helped destroy California, and they know California is now a failed state, so they're probably going to come here and help destroy Texas, too.
Exactly. Well, they're doing a good job in Austin, it sounds like. I mean, I'm in Dallas. There's just not enough words to, I'm so disgusted with Rogan, and
truly.
And it's weak, and I feel for y'all. Rogan's supposed to be his friend, and that's not standing up at all.
Well, and look, he doesn't have to make the issue about censorship of Alex Jones or InfoWars. I understand that, but the fact that he is not even standing up for the censorship in what is political censorship, and he just says, basically they're saying it's an honest mistake. That's a lie. Here's my thing. As somebody that consumes as much media probably as anyone else on the planet, I don't know how you could consume more media than me. I don't like it when I get slapped in the face by the person that I'm listening to. It's an immediate turnoff. That's why I don't listen to the Rogan Experience. Hey, it's the top podcast in the world. I understand why. I know why Rogan plays both sides. I know why he's so successful. Good for him as a businessman. But for me, I don't like the host slapping me in the face. But Rogan's audience will probably not go anywhere, even though he just slapped them all in the face with that interview.
Exactly. I'm disgusted with him, and I know that Alex is probably, human, because.
Well, I'm not going to speak for Alex, and I don't have the relationship with Joe Alex does, and it's not really about Alex. I mean, that's kind of like the side set of the censorship issue. But you could certainly say, well, look, you falsely censored this story. Maybe you falsely censored Alex Jones and InfoWars, but you don't dare say that.
Exactly. So it sets us back so far from the progress that we've made. I've watched y'all for 3 years, every single day, all day long. And
Well, God bless you, Rhonda. God bless you for that. But see, your point is taken here in that it started with Alex Jones. Oh, innocent enough, just one guy, one bombastic guy on the air that's lied about and everything. So, okay. Oh, we're just taking Alex Jones. It's just Alex Jones. Really? 4 years after that, internet censorship is used to rig elections. And the biggest names in big tech admit it. And the biggest name in podcasting, Joe Rogan, lets them get away with it. Let's go to Travis in Tennessee. Travis, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
So I didn't actually catch the whole Zuckerberg thing with Joe Rogan, but did he actually like give him any kind of criticism or ask him like any critical questions at all? Or did he just let him spout his crap or what?
So we played the meat
and potatoes of the portion of Zuckerberg admitting the internet censorship. The rest is kind of just back and forth fluffiness.
Right.
But no. Rogan did not pin Zuckerberg. He did not hold his feet to the fire. He crumbled up like a paper airplane ball.
That's insane. Quickly, I know that the topic was supposed to be Zuckerberg, but I've been trying to call you for a little while to ask you what you know about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because, you know, over a year ago, I kind of let them shoot me up with it, and I shouldn't have, and all I hear is that the mRNA, so...
Was that the two-shot?
No.
That was the one-and-done?
Like the deactivated virus one?
Yeah, so I think... I'm not really prepared for this. I'm gonna answer your question real quick, but move on, because I want to stick on topic. The original Johnson & Johnson vaccine was the first one actually pulled from the shelves when they first released it, but it's the closest thing to an actual vaccine, but it was still rushed, it still doesn't work, but I think you're probably better off with the Johnson & Johnson than the Pfizer or the Moderna. But I actually think there's now lawsuits going back and forth between these companies now. I don't know if you guys can search that, but I think either Moderna or Pfizer or somebody's suing the other ones. But it was Johnson & Johnson that actually... I believe it was Johnson & Johnson that the CEOs actually ended up campaigning with Donald Trump. So that was an odd one. All right, let's go to Marco in California. Marco, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Howdy.
Pretty good. I'd like to just make a plug for the X2. If you don't get anything else, get the X2. It's a great price point, and anytime you feel a sniffle or a cough or been around people that might have COVID, just take a couple drops and you'll be fine.
There you go.
Right on. So I wanted to talk about Rogan. He's definitely a gatekeeper. And I really just thought it was funny how a couple years ago, Owen Benjamin was calling him out. And, like, Owen was saying that he was, like, dumpster pumping Tony Hinchcliffe behind the Comedy Store. And he always called him dumpster pump. So he's definitely a sodomite. If you look at his head screens from the his headshots from his acting career, like, when he had hair, he looks... like totally fruity, and when he was having that beef with Alex, he was like hurry to make amends, because a lot of Alex's friends fans are going on his comments and saying that about the Tony the Jack Dorsey Bitcoin pump and dump. And if you just flood his comments with something like that, he is forced to make a comment about it.
Well, look, I don't. Let me explain something. I don't do infighting, so I'm not infighting with Joe Rogan. This is a major story that he had on his podcast. That, in my opinion, as a host, he blew the story. But as far as Benjamin and Rogan or any of this other stuff, I don't really do the infighting stuff. I'm not going to talk any personal accusations about Joe Rogan. I don't really know or care about it, quite frankly. So I'm just sitting here commenting on Zuckerberg admitting that he helped the Democrats with the FBI rig the election for Joe Biden. That's the story. Whatever else is going on with Rogan or other people, that's not my cup of tea. I don't do infighting. I don't do rumor mill crap like that. So I'm not going to comment on that. I'm just going to stick to the story at hand.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody thought ending would go.
Thank you so much for the president.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took control. I shouldn't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. Go ahead. You tell me.
We're going to go ahead and have the rest of the conversation post-press. Thank you all so much.
Confused, dementia-ridden Joe Biden admits again. How many times has he admitted now that he's not even in control of his own actions? He says, I took control. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to do that. And then the White House Karens step up and say, press, please get out. We're going to do the rest behind closed doors. Remember all those different clips of the White House Karens? That sometimes they dress up in Easter Bunny outfits to wrangle Joe Biden up at the Easter egg roll. Sometimes there's 5 of them hanging out in the press room, and then as soon as Joe Biden needs to be shut down, they start screaming, all right, time to leave, time to leave, time to leave, and round them up like a bunch of psychos. The White House Karens. Who's really running the White House? Joe Biden admits today he's not in control. We go back to the phone lines. We're taking your calls, responding to the Rogan Zuckerberg admission that they rig elections for Democrats. Stunning stuff. Rogan lets him get away with it. Let's go to Tyler in Ohio. Tyler, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great job today. You're hitting it out of the park, man. I just wanted to say I had never listened to Joe Rogan over the years. I started just over like the last month or two starting to listen to his podcast because Alex Jones speaks so highly of him. And I've noticed, I mean, this is an ongoing theme. I would call him a willing a gatekeeper of information. Anytime a conversation will go to a subject out of the box or to something that will, you know, compromise the mainstream. He will only go so far. He will not go too far to the left or right. And I feel he's a gatekeeper. This interview today does not surprise me at all. The way he handled it, like you said, he's a great a businessman, but not a truth man. And I would say InfoWars should try to start separating themselves from Rogan as much as possible, because this is just step one in him compromising his credibility, you know, for the truth movement.
Well, Rogan knows his audience better than me, but I would never do something like that to my audience. And I'd be surprised if a lot of his audience members aren't really, really upset at the way he handled that interview.
Yeah, I don't know how much crossover there is between the Alex Jones audience and
I would say a large. I would say a pretty big.
Yeah, well, then a good portion of his audience just was, embarrassed for him, like you said today, because, I mean, that was a ridiculous interview, but I'm not surprised by it. Like I said, that's what I see is more of the same from him.
But let's keep one thing in mind here. Joe Rogan has big sponsors, and Joe Rogan works at a big tech company called Spotify. So that might have something to do with it. I don't know, but might be worth pointing out. Not here. We are totally independent, total free speech, and that's why we have to get shut down. And it's so funny. It's just the lies they tell about us, folks. I mean, look. Yeah, Alex Jones probably could have made hundreds of millions of dollars over the years. I probably could demand about a lot more money than I make here. We're not in it for money. Like, it's just the crew works every day, 12 hours a day. They deserve more pay, hazard pay, overtime pay. They don't complain. But then they make it like, oh, look at InfoWars, these greedy, grubby people with all this money. It's like, okay, fine. I mean, they have all my bank account records. They have all Alex's bank account records. We're in bankruptcy court, and they still come out and lie and say we've got hundreds of millions of dollars that we don't have. It's just, it's obnoxious. Thanks, Tyler. Let's go to Heath in Georgia. Heath, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just want to agree with the previous caller and say that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not surprised with the Joe Rogan interview, but like I'm sure you are, I was just disappointed.
I'm telling you, when I was watching Rogan crumble like that in front of Zuckerberg, it hurt me as a man. Like, I'm like, Rogan is supposed to be a masculine man, a leader, and then for him to just fold like that, like a cheap tent in front of Zuckerberg, like a man-child, it's like, oh, pathetic. It hurt. I'm like, dang, Joe, like, dang, like, be a man.
Well, and that's why, you know, I think Harrison said on the show yesterday that we need more, you know, coverage for people like you or Elijah Schaefer, just conservative celebrities, you know what I mean, and that won't just cuck out constantly, that aren't ingratiated to these corporations and, you know, just everything.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because, you know, Elijah and a lot of these guys that are my age that are kind of up and coming in media right now, we're all good friends, and let me just say we understand the dynamics ahead of us with the censorship and everything else, and so this is not something we're unaware of. But,
well, I do appreciate you for saying, you know, that we need to continue to have Trump staff right now. You know, even though, I mean, they're trying to turn his followers against us.
Yeah, and it's not just about supporting Trump. It's about supporting the truth. Doesn't mean we have to support him to run for president again, but we have to understand that the agenda at foot is to get Trump's loyalists to stop supporting him so they can use that as an example in the future.
Well, I've been an info warrior for over 10 years now, and Owen, you have supercharged the tip of the spear for this generation. And I love you and Alex, and I pray the Holy Spirit over all you guys at InfoWars right now. And, you know, just keep fighting the good fight. What a time to be alive.
Well, I appreciate that. And, I'd like to expand on that, but we got callers waiting. But let me just tell you, the caller right there hit on something that is probably worthy of a conversation. About the future of media, the future of InfoWars, the future of Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and some other people that are truth tellers out there that get censored and kneecapped before they can make it. But I've got callers on the line, so I'll have to put that off towards another day. But the caller's on to something there. Let's go to Brad in Texas. Brad, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. You know, instead of plugging a product, Owen, I'd like to plug you. I had a chance to meet you at the Reawaken Tour here in Frisco in the Dallas area. And quite frankly, brother, if more people were as awake as you are in their early 30s, we would have a different country on our hands. And I can prove, with your permission, absolutely that Joe Rogan is a sellout in three simple topics.
All right, well, let's see it.
One, when Alex called Joe Rogan on 9/11 after he had told him about the upcoming attack, Joe Rogan said, oh, no, I don't think that, you know, the government would do anything like that. Day one, Joe Rogan sold us out. Step two, when all the info warriors knew this, you know, upcoming backs with a hoax and everything else, Joe Rogan was still pimping the antibody test and made all of his, you know, guests take antibody tests.
That is true.
A year or 6 months ago. Go ahead, sir.
No, I want you to finish before I respond. I'm sorry.
And then the third reason we know he's a sellout, because if he had the testicular fortitude that you or I would have during that interview, how about, why did you give $500 million, Zucker Cuck, to try to sell out an election?
Yeah.
How about, why are you working with the Chinese party?
Stories did you censor, you know, in favor of Republicans? Did you censor any of those stories? So let me just respond. But let me just respond, Brad, and thank you for the call. And your points are taken here. And then let me just kind of play devil's advocate in response to that. I think the call from Joe Rogan to Alex Jones after 9/11, I would actually say is more of a good thing in the overall thing for Joe Rogan, because he was at least willing to question the narrative and was shocked at the potential that the government would do that. But he was at least willing to have the conversation. And then as far as Rogan with the response to COVID, in perspective, he actually had one of the better responses, but that's not saying much considered, you know, how far left and, you know, medical tyrant the response was from the media. But, you know, he was for ivermectin. He didn't really promote the vaccines. He basically said, hey, be healthy and you're going to be fine. But, I mean, they did make all the guests of his show take an antibody test. I don't know if that was Joe Rogan or Spotify doing that, but that did happen. He didn't stick up for those people like Dan Bongino stuck up for people that didn't want to take a test or take a vaccine at Cumulus Radio. And then, yes, with the Zuckerberg interview, obviously that's the topic here of the day. And you're spot on about that. He let Zuckerberg get away with it. I mean, he really crumbled, and I was stunned. I was stunned. Like, it hurt. Like, it hurt me that Joe Rogan let Zuckerberg get off the hook like that. So it's really sad. Let's go to PT in Michigan. I'm sorry, I've got 30 seconds left here. If you can get it in before the break, PT, go ahead.
Listen, I'd like to stay over. I will say this, that anytime Alex mentions his name, I cringe. There is no deep thought coming out of this UFC battered fighter's head. I don't know what his appeal is. You guys blow him away in terms of courage. And listen, he's on YouTube apologizing for using the N-word and for talking about COVID-19 in some positive way.
Well, let me just say, that's fine. Look, I'm not trying to be in a competition with Rogan here. This isn't some sort of a measuring stick with Rogan. I'm covering a big story that came out on his show. And I mean, look at how Joe Rogan responds to when somebody gets knocked out in a fight. It's like a living meme, Joe Rogan's response. But here, Zuckerberg admits how elections are rigged, and Rogan doesn't even bat an eye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.